This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, it's time for another one. Morning Mess with a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Emily?
Morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. So what's going on with you and Ian, though?
Well, my really good friend, she got a picture of Ian in town with this other girl holding hands, and I'm like, sure that it's him. But he was wearing a mask, and she was wearing a mask, obviously. And I confronted him about it, and he said, "What the f***? That's not me."
Oh,
like how could
he got defensive towards you, accusing him of holding hands with another girl?
Yeah,
I guess that makes sense if you weren't, right?
He's like, "That's not me. That's clearly someone else."
Hmm.
I know it's him. You know what I mean?
Was there anything very descriptive, like a shirt you know you've seen him wear, or a hat, or a tattoo?
No, I can tell it's the way he walks, the way he holds his body. It's very, very specific. Like,
okay.
He's lanky. Like,
oh.
Oh, girl, you're right. Everybody has a certain stride to him. And the fact that he got so defensive is really, really weird. Have you noticed anything weird going on in your relationship before this instance?
Well, yeah, he seems bored. And that's like a clear sign. Like,
oh.
He seems bored? That's true. If I get bored.
No. So you said the other person in this picture, obviously it wasn't you, and is also wearing a mask. Is there any way you know who this person is?
No, I don't know who this is. I have no clue who she is, but she's about to be, like, blown up. Her spot's blown up. Like.
Okay, but not literally. You're just kind of like, you're just going to put her out there?
No, I just want to know who it is and why
right.
And how. And
have you tried the boxer test at all, Emily?
Oh, God.
No.
You know what the boxer test is then?
No, what's that?
Oh, when your man's taking a nap, you know, just sniff his boxers to make sure you know where he's been.
Yeah.
This is so disgusting. No, we're not talking about any tests here. We're talking about the staycation setup, which is what we're going to do with you, okay?
Swipe your nose afterwards.
So coming up next, what we are going to do is call your man up. We're going to pretend to be a hotel. I'm going to be the hotel clerk, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring for his free romantic weekend. He should only say your name, Emily. If he says anybody else's, then you let him have it, and you can blow up his spot too or whatever.
Okay.
Kind of blowing up.
What if it turns out he's being faithful and that really wasn't him in the picture? Are you going to let him know or?
Then we blow up Emily's spot.
Oh, my God.
No
okay.
One's getting blown up.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you're laughing, girl. I want you to keep that energy. We're going to find out what's going on up next. It's a staycation setup with the Morning Mess.
I'm blowing up her spot if she's lying. Put her on Front Street. Hey, the Morning Mess is back at it. Staycation set up in the middle of talking to Emily. Suspects her man is cheating after a friend took a picture of someone, obviously, that looks like her man holding hands with another girl. Now, she did preface and let us know both were wearing masks, but you know your person, the way they stand, the way their demeanor is. Now, Emily, you confronted your man, Ian, and he got defensive.
Yeah, like if it was nothing, you'd blow it off. You'd be like, are you kidding me? But he got defensive, so.
And he doesn't have a history of cheating on you and you taking him back?
No, I mean, in the beginning, before we were together, he was with another girl, but.
Right. You know Ian's a cheater's name, by the way.
Oh, my God.
It's in the list. It got added in 2016.
Yeah, girl, there is no list.
Two guys I knew, a bunch of cheaters.
There is a staycation
I just feel like every guy's a cheater now. Jesus.
Well.
Like.
Maybe your man isn't. So we're going to find out for sure with the staycation set up. I'm going to call him up right now, pretend to be a hotel clerk, tell him he won the free romantic weekend stay and ask him who he wants to bring for that weekend. The only name he should say is yours. If he says anybody else's, just know we have counseling services on standby, okay?
All right. You ready to blow up his spot?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
What? What?
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ian?
Yeah, this is Ian.
Ian, hi. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You have been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package, and I was calling just to confirm details with you. But I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
I'm not sure if this is like the best time for it right now, but I appreciate the call.
Sure. Would it help to know that we have scheduling available for the future?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, great. And I also want to assure you there's no deposits, fees, or taxes. We just need a review of your experience on Google and Yelp, and I can have you set up in like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Glad to hear it, Ian. My first question to get you set up on your free romantic weekend stay is, we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor, and I wanted to see if you had a special message you'd like to leave for them.
Why don't you say something simple like, always happy to be with you, or always happy with you.
Okay. Now, Ian, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Yeah, I think it would, let's go with Abby.
Oh, f***ing course. What? She's the girl from work.
Ooh. Hey, Ian?
What? Yeah?
Hey, Ian's the morning mess. Sorry to blow up your spot right now, but...
Oh, my God!
You're live on the radio right now, and Emily's on the line.
Just look, let me just explain. She's, it's nothing...
I should have known you were the shadiest f***. Jeez.
His name is Ian.
What? You told me she had bad breath.
Listen, it's not...
You told me she was like a nerdy, oh, don't worry about her. She's a nerd who has bad breath. What?
No, well, first off, it's called halitosis, and it's a medical condition. But
you cheating with a girl with halitosis?
It's all business stuff.
How the halitosis are you?
No, shut
she
up.
She was someone that has
Stop
bad
it.
Breath.
Why are you defending her,
I don't
too?
Know why. So, Ian, your girl Emily called us because she said that she saw a picture where you were holding hands with another woman. Is this also the same person?
That's why she wore a mask.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not even sure what picture you're talking about.
The one you know about.
Come on.
Why are you being such a bitch right now? What's up? There's no reason for this. You don't even know the situation at all.
You and your girl with bad breath.
I'm sorry. That's not funny.
I saw the picture.
Whatever about the picture, but can we just be adults about this? Come on.
An adult would have broken up with her and not cheated.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Look, I haven't done any. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Wow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly how he sounded. That's crazy.
Spot on.
Who am I talking to? Ian?
Oh.
Or is that?
Stop.
That's weird.
Stop.
America's Got Talent.
No. I want to say that we have counseling services. I just have to say that they're available for the both of you if you'd like to take them.
I would.
Look, believe me, it's like, Emily, this is not what you think. Not,
Ian, do you want the counseling services or not? She said she wants to take it.
No, not with him.
Just by yourself.
Oh.
Right. Well, Ian, the hell with you. Gotta go. Bye. So, Emily, how are you feeling? Like,
I'm feeling like I got rid of someone who I don't need.
That's very real. And I will definitely pass along those counseling services to you. I'm glad. Hey, girl, you know, at least on your new dating profile, you can say you don't have bad breath.
Thank you guys so much. This is why I called you, and I love your radio station. It helps me through so many tough times with this dating. It's crazy dating today.
Yeah.
So just thank you.
Sometimes you got to risk it.
No.
Yeah.
What, Joey? What now?
To get a toothbrush and a biscuit. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna send you some toothbrushes, too, just in case, okay? How in the hell it toasts that?
Shut up.
Oh,
hold
gosh.
On, girl.
She was someone with bad breath. That's a no-no.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.